Why the Bible? Why the Bible? Why do we teach the Bible here? Why isn't it we just all get together and you can bring your favorite little reading and from whatever you believe, and we can just all get together and put it in a little pot and we'll have a church? Why don't you do it that way? Well, that's not what we do, and that's not what we're going to do. This is a Bible teaching church. This is a Bible believing church. Okay? So that means we believe the Bible and we teach the Bible. Say that, we believe the Bible and we what? Most people get mad at me because they think I'm politicking. Because I preach the Word and it's so foreign to what you believe, it must be politics. It's not politics. That's just how far you've gone off a limb. You hear me or not? God's Word ain't moved. We wouldn't have a country if it wasn't for the Bible. There would never be a United States of America were it not for the Word of the living God. You just don't know your history. People didn't come establish this country so we can just have us a new nation. They came here for freedom. Freedom from tyranny. To be able to teach your kids the Word of God. And to raise kids and have a family without fear of the king. And are you listening today or not? So why the Bible? Why would I, 22 years ago, get in my home with about 60 people and start a church called Fellowship Church? Why would I do that if we didn't have something to base it on? Are y'all getting my drift or not? Why would we be at that high school every year for 12 and a half years pulling in trailers and unloading and having all the services and paying the money for facilities if we didn't have something to teach? Got it? So, the Bible's really important. It's really important here. Okay, you don't believe that Bible, do you? Well, I think you're getting a drift. That yes, Fellowship Church, we believe the Bible. But why? I mean, I can say we believe the Bible, and I can be all big and bad and strong and everything. But why? Why the Bible? Why? Why not another book? Why do we teach it? Well, the Bible is the only book of all major religions that has a prophetic element to it. It's the only, now occasionally you'll find, and by the way, most other books of other religions are takeoffs, much of it, from the Bible. And then they throw in cuckoo's crazy stuff and get them a following, whatever. But we believe the Scriptures, the Word of God. Why? Because God knows the end from the beginning. Over a third of your Bible is prophecy. And most of the prophecies have already been fulfilled. You have a book that's true. Last week, the whole message was on pretty much on archaeology, on scientists. Now, that's not my thing. I had to use help and all that. Now, today is my thing. Okay? I like practical. And we're going to get some practical today. It's coming up. But I think it's important to look at what scientists say. And you saw the pictures last week, if you were here with me. These guys, I couldn't even find no color photos. That's how far science has gone away from God. They have a predisposition against there being a God. There can be no God. And so everything they teach is anti-God. Did y'all hear me or not? And they come up with some crazy stuff. Stuff like, you're from slime. Something blew up billions and billions of years ago. And here you are. And you're having babies and you're building things. And it's pretty amazing, isn't it? But not under one other circumstance can you blow up anything and it turn out into anything except a mess. But they have to believe it. Why? Because there is no God. You understand? See, we didn't establish this church here so we could get together and say there is no God. We got together because there is a God and His name is Jesus. Got it? And so, yeah, thank the Lord. You ought to thank the Lord that you got a church where they have the Bible. Amen. Say, come on. And when we get away from the Bible, we get screwy. And why are churches dying in America? They're dying because they're not teaching the Bible. And they're not presenting the Bible. And we want to do that. We're certainly not better than people. I'm not saying that. But the Word of God is excellent. And that we're going to learn today why the Bible. So let's rock and roll. Let's see what we can find. A couple of scriptures. Same with me. We said it last week.
Remember, say it with me,
the former things of old.
Isaiah speaking.
For I am God. Say that part with me. And there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Really important right here. Say this part with me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. That's just a good, solid scripture for the Word of God. But here's one that I really like as well. I'll have you join me in just a bit. Peter says we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take what? As unto a light that shines in a dark place. We've seen how dark our world gets without God. We see what happens when you take prayer out of schools. You take the Ten Commandments out of schools. And then, of course, it's being taken out of families by choice. And the teaching is not there. Have we gotten better because of doing that, or worse? Nobody would say better. Nobody would say better. Okay? Going down, 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 down. And that's where your life will go without the Word of God. Down, 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 down. If you don't have Christ, you can go way down to a place called hell. You need the Bible. You need the Word. We need God's Word. We're going to see why in just a second. So if we do well, if we take heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your heart. Now say this next part with me. Really important. Talk about the Bible. Knowing this first, say it, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of who? Man. But holy men of God spoke as they were who? Moved by the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. Just another way, another word about the Bible and how important the Word of God is and how it's holy and God had influence into people's lives as they would write and give us God's Scriptures. So today, why the Bible? Last week, this first point, would you say it out loud? Because it's what? Evidently what? Consistent and what? Undeniably factual. Jesus isn't a myth. How you doing right there? Right there. Can you move that bottle and that thing in there? Yeah, right there. You see that thing right there? See that? Move that. Hide that. Hide that from somebody. I can't see it now. I'll be preaching that card on the floor. How many knows I got problems? The man has problems. If you're medical field, you could probably diagnose me with something, couldn't you? I had somebody the other day tell me again, we do believe you have Tourette's. I don't mind that. I like it. If I got it, I'm fine with it. But I got something. I have something. How many would say, yes, you got something? We don't know what, and you got something. And got you. All right, here we go. Back to this. Here we go. Don't put stuff in the aisle. How you doing? You didn't do that on purpose, did you? I'll come down there on you. No, I'm playing. Here we go. Let's go. Here we go. So, the Bible, last week, it's undeniably factual. Did you know those scientists we put up last week? They confirmed the Bible. Archaeology has confirmed the Bible. Now, you know, maybe 200 years ago, 300 years ago, even 100 years ago, people could say, well, that place that's mentioned in the Bible, it's not there. It's nowhere to be found. Well, then archaeology came along, they started digging and digging and digging and digging, and they found that place, or that place, or that name, or that thing. And so the rock started crying out. And that's what Jesus said. In a little different way in the book of Luke. So archaeology and science confirms the Bible. Science doesn't disprove the Bible at all. It proves the Scriptures. You didn't happen by chance or accident. We're finding out now. A lot of them are moving. They're trying. They don't want to do it, but they're moving to some type of intelligent design. So instead of it all blowing up, now they're moving to, there can't be a God, but there's some kind of intelligence to the blow up. It's ridiculous.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can't be saved without faith. You must believe He is. And He'll reward you for doing that. He'll bless you when you put your faith in Him. But anyway, science has confirmed the Bible. And we had that one scientist last week. He said archaeology does not have one artifact that it's found that disproves the Bible. Not one. There should be a bunch, right? Not one. So let's keep going with the message. So we talked about that last week. Not going to get in that again. So far, say these two words with me. The Bible is what? And it's also what? You can build your life on it, like Joel and the group sang. I will build my life upon a what kind of foundation? Why would we have a church that's built on you or built on me? Okay, a lot of churches, and we call them cults. Most cults started with Bible teaching, and then they twisted it. And they didn't get what they liked. Like, for example, Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses were a lot about prophecy and, you know, Christ coming again and 144,000 and you know, all this stuff. And a guy named Charles Taz Russell was part of the Bible. He was part of a Bible study. And he was a shirt salesman. He also sold wheat. He was a salesman. That should tell you something right there. And so he's trying to sell something. But anyway, so he got his feelings hurt, and he didn't agree with the way they were teaching, and that's how the Jehovah's Witnesses were founded. And so they might have some things that's solid, but so much of the things they have are not solid, and it's absolutely anti-Bible. Did y'all just hear me? Did that bother you that I said that? I'm sorry. Guys, we need to stay with the Bible. Y'all hear me or not? Had somebody last week, and maybe this hurts your feelings. I just don't think, if you're a Christian, I don't know why in the world you can't have communion with us. Well, some churches, I heard last week, a lady was here, she couldn't take communion with us last week because her church forbid her to have communion at our church. Well, that to me is ridiculous. Her church didn't die on the cross, Jesus did. Hush your mouth. You understand what I'm saying? Come on! Why not the Bible? Why not let the Bible? Why not let the Bible be your truth? You know what I mean? I mean, the Bible is really important, and we're going to find out right now. I've already got you upset. That's exactly where I want you. Amen. Here we go. So why do I teach the Bible? Why do we believe the Bible? Why? Why do we come here? What? Man, are you kidding me? In a world like me, I didn't go to church. My mama was a drunk. We thought y'all were crazy. You mean y'all get up on Sunday and dress all up? We don't dress up too much here. But anyway, but back in the day they did, and they would drive to church. I mean, these places are empty all week long, but on Sunday morning, they come alive. And people like us, we didn't understand. What y'all doing in there? And we don't know what y'all doing, so we assume y'all better than us, because you look better. You seem to act better sometimes. And you judge us. You know? And so much of the world doesn't even know what goes on in here. What goes on in here is the Bible. Say that out loud. What goes on in here is the what? The Bible. Why do we sing? It's singing in the Bible. Oh, yeah. Love singing in the Bible and praising the Lord. You might say, but what about that donut part? Let me ask you a question. Is eating with one another in the Bible? It's all in the Bible. It's my favorite part of the Bible. No, it's all in it, okay? So, I mean, this is a Bible-teaching church, but it gets back down to this, though. Why, though? Why do I need to be here? Why do you do what you do? Here we go. Simple. Number two, it eliminates confusion. Why the Bible? God gave us His Word because there's a lot of questions we have. Like this one. Like this question. Where'd I come from? You think that's a pretty important question, yes or no? Do you think a lot of people in our world don't even know they came from God? They don't have any value or purpose in their life? You think that's what's wrong with a lot of our world today, yes or no? Where did you come from? That's a pretty important question. Well, you don't matter. You came from monkeys. You came from slime. You came from a big bang. See, they're just making crap up. Bible ain't making it up. Here's where you came from. And God said, say it with me, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So what happened? Look at it. Say it with me. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Now don't get too fast on me. Congress should know this one right here. Say it with me. Male and what? Female created he them. We don't need a vote in Congress. Okay? We don't need you to vote and say, should men be in women's sports? No! Shut up! You're a lunatic! Women aren't in men's sports and men ain't in women's sports. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's dangerous. It's foolish. It's crazy. But I don't know, I can't say that. I'm confused. Obviously, you haven't read the Bible. Is that too ugly today? You mean you couldn't? I hate to say it. They couldn't find one Democrat to vote to keep men out of girls' sports. What has come to? See, I ain't saying that Republicans got it all together. I'm not trying to say that. But can you not come back to your senses? You've got to be kidding me. It was only until the last 2 or 3 years we made this a thing. These people weren't even raised like that, that they're in Congress. You never played like that, did you? No, but we was you know, sexist. No, you won't. You're bigger than them. Is that crazy or not? I'm a big guy. I know there's women big as me. Not many. But when I played baseball, they had incredible women's softball. Incredible. But they could not compete with us. Okay, I'm not talking about on a national, what if you want to call it, whatever. I'm talking about we in Rockingham. It's ridiculous, guys. Are y'all hearing me or not? You're already mad at me, ain't you? That's why the Bible, so you won't be mad at me. Get mad at him and see how that works out. And instead of getting mad at God, why the Bible? So I can humble myself. Humble myself and say, you know what? I'm screwed up. I don't know it right. I want to learn. It is a confusion where I came from. Y'all hear me or not? If you go before Congress or before wherever and ask you, you know, to define a woman or what, how many sexes are there, and you can't say male and female, you got a problem. And it's not a problem that's been around a long time. It's as we get further and further away, more of this confusion is sinking in and seeping into our world. That's not out of the question. That's not crazy, is it? Am I crazy? No, I ain't. I got plenty of reasons to be crazy. That ain't one of them. Why am I like I am? It is a confusion. Why? What do I mean by that? Why do I have wicked thoughts? Why do I want to punch somebody in the mouth sometime? Why do me and others see stuff sometimes that's certainly in my past and I want to steal it? You know why? Take a while. Does the Bible say why? Say that with me. For all of what? And come short of the what? If you say, well, I don't like do that kind of stuff, I guarantee it, the reason you, if you have morals in your life, you don't even know it. They came from the Bible. Are y'all hearing me? They came from the Bible. My mama won't know. They were somebody somewhere in your family. If you have morals, they have a biblical worldview somewhere. Have I lost you? That's why I'm like I am. That's why you're like you are. Where did all that happen? Where did it come from? Well, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world. What was that first man's name? His name was what? And death by sin. And where did death come from? when Adam what? Sinned. And so death passed upon how many? Are some not dying today? Do some people live to be 175 years old? They say there are some getting Social Security that's all old. Are y'all listening? Here's a straight up question. Will everybody die, yes or no? Yes. Wouldn't you like to know why people die? The Bible says people die because we've all what? Sinned. I can always tell when somebody's a sinner when I do their funeral. No, they never sin. The Bible eliminates what? Now, I know maybe a guy like me can take the Bible and make you more confused. That's not my purpose. But that's why the Bible. It eliminates confusion. What do I need to do about it? About what? About my sin and death. What do I need to do about it? Okay, I'm a sinner and I'm going to die, so what do I need to do about it? Does the Bible say what I should do about it? Let's see what it says. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised Jesus from the dead, you'll be what? For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. So you mean I'm unrighteous? That's right. But you can believe unto righteousness when you believe in Jesus, because He's righteous and you ain't. So I believe unto righteousness, and with my mouth confessions made unto salvation. Why the Bible? It ends the what? The confusion. Well, I thought I'd go to heaven because of my good works. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible doesn't teach if you do good works, you're going to go to heaven. No. The Bible teaches that there's one man, his name is Jesus, who offered a sacrifice, his body, his blood, for all. He didn't have to keep doing it, he did it once. On the cross he said, it is what? And now he's set down at the right hand of God the Father, where he lives to make what for us? Intercession for us. It's not about works to get you to heaven. You see, when we get away from the Bible, we get confused again. Amen? Keep looking. How about this? How about it ends the confusion? Where am I going to go when I die? Does the Bible give you a clue where you're going to go when you die? Oh, yeah. The soul that sins, it's going to die. And because of sin, we're separated from God. But because of Jesus Christ, we can have everlasting life. Say that verse with me. For God so what? Loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not what? But have everlasting life. Why the Bible? You think your poetry is going to get this done? You think Newsweek, the Wall Street Journal, Fox News? You think writings of people and made up mess? Why the Bible? Y'all hear me? To me, this makes sense to me. Jesus said, say it with me, unto him, say it with me, I am the way, I am the, how about that last part? No man comes unto thee but by. That's just your opinion. That's not my opinion. That's the Word of God. Now, if you don't like me teaching the Word of God, don't blame it on me. Applaud me. Yeah. At least you met somebody that does it. You hear me? Quit trying to make me not teach God's Word. Y'all hear me or not? Because you don't agree with something I say. Now, I know sometimes I do say stuff. Join the club. But it ends the confusion, doesn't it? Yes or no? We could quit right there, but we're not. Keep going. Why the Bible? It establishes what? How many like people with character? It'll take a while. It's a, you like people with character. Or you like people to rape and pillage and steal all your stuff. It establishes character. The Bible establishes character. What do you mean? Well, this is an important thing, a question. What is right and what is wrong? Isn't that important to find that out? Say, what's right and what's wrong? How would I know what's right and what's wrong if it weren't for the Bible? That's why some people think they can do whatever and live however and do whatever and hurt what, do whatever. Doesn't matter. Well, it matters according to the Bible. Bible's pretty important, isn't it? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Say it with me. By taking heed according to your what? Your weak. With my whole heart I've sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your what? Commandments. Thy what? Have I hid where? That I might not what? Sin against you. The Bible, why the Bible? It establishes character. You might say, I don't know how it does that. Can you show me? I'd be happy to. I call it. So how am I supposed to behave? How am I supposed to behave? How many grew up in a home that was a little crazy and you could get by with a lot? Let me see some hands. How am I supposed to behave? Well, it's called the Big Ten. Let's just use those for an example. Number one, looks like a sword pointed to heaven. Who's in heaven? God's in heaven. Thou shalt have no other what? Number two, looks like a what? What kind of swan? Gold, gold. Make no what? So don't make no idols. Number three, looks like two what? These, V, vain. Don't take God's name in what? Did you know? I did that all the time. All the time. Use God's name in vain. G thee this. Now back in the day, we didn't say Jesus as much. Is that true? How many saw the interview with Gavin Newsom the other day? It was some good questions were asked. It was fine. But here's the thing. Finally, the guy that he invited on the show with him finally had to say, would you stop taking my Savior's name in vain? He finally had to stop him. Every other word was Jesus, well, Jesus, and Jesus this. He would say Jesus Christ repeatedly. You know why? Because he doesn't know how to behave. Did y'all hear me or not? I'm not saying he don't have maybe other things he knows how to behave. He sure don't know that department. Am I bothering you? How do you behave? How about number four? Number four looks like a piece of cheese on a stick. It's kind, what kind of cheese? Swiss, and it has what? Remember the Sabbath, keep it what? Now, if you weren't with me doing these, you'd think I'm a nut. Number five looks like a what? Puppy dog begging before a... We call the judge your honor, your father and mother. See, the Bible establishes character. Do you think it's good character to honor your mom and dad? I think it's good character to treat most elderly people like your mom and dad. We were taught to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, sir. And I have older people that come here. Don't say that to me. We ought to applaud people who are trying to have manners. Y'all hear me or not? It teaches us how to behave. Look at number six. Number six, how am I supposed to behave? Number six looks like a long what? Monkey's tail. Don't what? Don't kill the monkey. Thou shalt not what? Number seven, we're talking about how to behave. Does the Bible teach me about character? Number seven looks like an upside down what? Don't what? Putter around. Thou shalt not commit what? Do you know what it feels like to have somebody commit adultery? You know that pain? That hurt? If you're going to commit adultery, don't get married. Don't hurt people. The Bible is trying to help us, not hurt us.
Are y'all listening? Number eight. Looks like a what? What kind of snowman? Bad snowman. Snowman with a what? Who wears a mask? Thieves. Thou shalt not what? How many like everything you got to get stole? I like it. They come and took it out. Great character. Number nine. Looks like a little girl. She's got a what? Balloon on a stick. What'd she do? Lied on it. Thou shalt not what? Number 10. Looks like Michael Jordan's basketball. Rich, famous, all that stuff. Thou shalt not what? Covet. Why the Bible, Gary? Well, it establishes what? Character. How many would say, not saying you're perfect, but you're saying, since I came to the Lord, since I started believing my scriptures, I'm a person with better character. Would anybody want to raise their hand and say, I'm a person with better character? Yay! That's the whole plan. Does that make you better than other people? No. Are you good enough to go to heaven? No. But that's why the Bible. Let's keep looking. I'm not going to do this all day. It gets easier. Why the Bible? It enlightens me with what? How many have not known how to make a decision sometime in your life? You were really in the dark on something. You really struggled. I mean, you really had to think it through. You needed wisdom. How many ever needed some wisdom? I need some wisdom on this one right here, baby. Did you know that's what the Bible helps you do? To see straight. The Bible has not... God didn't write the Bible to screw you up. Oh, you're one of them Bible people. You're all screwed up. Now, a lot of them are. And I imagine I have been. But that wasn't God's plan. God's plan was for me to see straight, not crooked and goofy. Say it with me. Your word's a what? Lamp unto my feet. It's a what? Light unto my path. The entrance of your what? Gives what? And it gives what? Understanding to the who? To the simple people like me from Rockingham. That's why we have God's Word. So dumb people can be a little smarter. That's okay. Call me dumb. I don't mind that. Amen. I hope you're getting the idea today that the Bible is really important. What do you think, Pete? Pete King said it's the most important book in the world. Right over there. Right over there. Miss Joan. Miss Joan. How long y'all been married? 73 years. Right there. Right there. What would you say? Would you say Pete's right on that most important book in the world thing? Have you always agreed with him on everything? Do you agree with him on that? Then, great, you'll be fine. Now, here you go. Y'all hear me? This isn't just a Gary thing. Pastor? Why the Bible? I mean, is this making sense to you, Pastor? Is it kooky other than the delivery? Why the Bible? Let's look at another one. Why the Bible? It encourages me with what? Comfort. You can say what you want. There are awesome poets out there, but so much of poetry even comes from morals that maybe they don't even know where they came from, and that's why their poetry is successful and beautiful. You know what I mean? But I haven't seen any poem yet when I'm dealing with death. Especially a tragedy that can compare to Psalm 23. Y'all hear me? Let's read it. Let's just read it together. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leads me. Did I do it wrong? He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Sorry.
He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup does what? Runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How many ever memorized that? Yeah, pray. We'll thank the Lord. Can we praise the Lord? Some of you want to. Let's do it. Let's praise the Lord. Come on. That's why the Bible, and it's not just one psalm. The Bible is full of comforting words. Y'all with me or not? Why would I teach anything else? Now, I'm a conservative. Y'all know that. And my views are that way. But, I focus on teaching the Bible here. I've been criticized that I don't turn this into a conservative, rally every weekend over here. We're not going to do that. People need to be saved. Anything the Bible says is 10 times better than any politician will ever say. We're going to stick with the Bible. Yes or no, amen. Come on. Come on. Amen. But when they line up, when some of their things line up with the Bible, we ought to support that. Because that's the Word. Nothing wrong with that at all. It encourages me with comfort. It gives me hope. What would my mama have done without this verse? My mama. That was her favorite verse. Say it with me. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. How many have ever had to have that verse to get you through mess? I mean, it was that one right there. That one right there. That one right there. How many of you have another verse? Don't just tell me what it is, but Pastor, there's another scripture that really has helped me through mess in my life. Anybody raise some hands and say, Pastor, I've had some. Man. That's what it's for. Amen. Why the Bible? I quit with this one. It enables me to have what? Now we're going to quit with this one. It enables me to have confidence. One of my I love this scripture. I love all so many of these. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Say that part with me. Nevertheless, out loud, I am not ashamed. Not ashamed. See, I stand up here on Sunday. I don't come here doing this like, what are they going to think of me? What if I say something wrong? What am I going to do? I don't do that. I got Raj. Roger's got the screen. We wrote the message. It's the Bible. We're going to be fine. We don't know about you, but we're going to be fine. Because I'm teaching the Word of God. I have confidence when I stand up here. Now, sometimes I feel inadequate. I feel like many of y'all better than me. And I struggle with that, but I don't struggle with the Bible part. It gives me confidence. Y'all hear me? I love this scripture. For I'm not ashamed. Will you say this? You might not know it. For I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've what? Committed unto Him against that what? Day. How many know that song? For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that, I'm hurting, which I've committed unto Him against that day. I was off key. I don't normally do that, but I don't have a good voice today. It's a beautiful song. Don't take that one as it. What a great thing. It enables me to have confidence. I have victory in Jesus Christ. Where'd you find that out, Gary? The Bible. Say it with me. But thanks be to God which gives us the what? Victory through our who? Now watch this. Say it out loud. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you what? Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor is not what? In vain in the Lord. Why the Bible? Did you learn anything? Pretty important. You know what's really important? Why though? It helps me have confidence. I matter and I have value. Say that out loud with me. I and I have value. The Bible. God didn't write the Bible so I would think I'm garbage. He wrote the Bible because I'm the most special thing He created. He created me in His image. See, I will praise you. Say it with me, for I am what? Fearfully and what? Marvelous are your works. And that my what? Knows what? I matter. If I matter, that means who else does? It changes everything. Changes everything. Why the Bible? Gives me confidence. Here's why the Bible. Go to the last book in the Bible. I am He that lives, Jesus speaking, and was dead. And behold, say it with me. I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the what? That's why the Bible. I want the book that tells me about the one that has the keys. And that's the Bible. I'll never perish because my faith is in Jesus Christ. You sound arrogant. I'm not arrogant. I'm just telling you because He did it. I didn't do it. He did it. Amen. I just believe He did it. Do you believe He did it? That's why the Bible. I'm running out of steam. Let's thank the Lord for the Word this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm out of here. Wow. That killed me.